Good morning, good morning, TMC fam. This is Minister Cox from the Bronx. Let us just go to prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you for waking up this beautiful day. How great you are. Your faithfulness exceeds even our dreams. You're not only healing us, but protecting us. You give us more than what we ask for. Our perception of you is so limited by our smallness of understanding. Let us prove to yourself again and again. Lord, you do more than we can imagine by extending our artist international business. You're not only merciful and loving, you are extraordinary. Through your grace, you give us more than we deserve. You are God and God all by yourself. There is no one like you. We want to thank you for the De Leon family for their vision. We want to thank you for Dr. Reverend Dr. Spiller for his leadership. We want to thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for the TMC call. Thank you for the pastors who are going to download this information to us this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, TMC family and guests, for listening today. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. And God is good all the time. In Jesus' name, let us say one thing. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you, and have an awesome day.
Well, Minister Cynthia, let me say thank you for seating the greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank you all for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings as you begin your day. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning, faithfully, to give God the praise, glory, honor, reverence that is due him each day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic women of God, the super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Excuse me. And we know that this call is all about the Master, and we know that we get together so that we can come and hear what thus says the Lord. And when God gave the mandate, we know he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Now, if you are feeling led to join the team, or if you feel as though you want to just be a part, or if God has given you a word for such a time as this, or if you feel like you are supposed to be a prayer intercessor or a prayer warrior with us, have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. Also on that website, you can see the bios of our speakers, our prayer objectives, what's going on with the Master's Call, and also if there's something special going on at Artists International, the prayer objectives for that will be there as well. So we are so excited that you have joined us today, and we know that you have come here to get a word from the Lord. And so I'm immediately following this call, before we get into the word, is the MMC call, which is hosted by none other than our very own Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook. And that number is 530-881-1300. Access code 539-598-POUND. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. So now I am going to get out of the way and just let the word of God come forth. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves the senior minister at the Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee house, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is the past president of the Lincoln Rotary Club and is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA and the president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his beautiful wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God, transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
God bless you. Yes, Sam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away, man of God.
Bless you, God. Thank you for such a warm introduction. Well, good morning, God morning, great morning to all that's on this call. This is a beautiful day in the Lord. The Lord made this day. We should be rejoicing, and we ought to be glad in it. Wow, praise God. This is another opportunity to be blessed, to be a blessing. Well, let's take a look at God's word this morning. I'm looking at Psalm number 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to the sacred Mount Zion and Mount Moriah, reading from the Amplified Version. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, the side not carrying a shield. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. And we want to talk this morning, amen, about this subject here, God, the help to those who seek him. God, the help to those who seek him. Amen. Looking at a study Bible here, and the author of this Bible has some notes here that make sense. It says, seek God first. We should be mature enough in our faith that we do not run to somebody else every time we need to know what to do in a certain situation. I'm not implying that it's wrong to go to people we feel are wiser than we are to ask for a word of counsel or advice. But I do believe it is wrong and insulting to God to go to people too often. Having someone give us advice is not necessarily a problem. The problem comes when we seek man rather than God. God is a just God, according to James 4 and 5 and Deuteronomy 4:24, and he wants us to ask for his advice. It's important to clearly establish in our hearts that we will seek God first, as the psalmist did in Psalm 121. Verses 1 and 2. God wants to guide each one of us, not just pastors or ministers, but every person who truly, trust him. I encourage you to seek balance in this area and to wean yourself from seeking other people's opinions if you have a consistent habit of doing so. Discipline yourself to go to God first and let him choose whether he wants to speak to you himself or use the counsel of other believers to clarify things for you. Amen. Amen. So God basically wants you to realize he is the one. The psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to the sacred Mount Zion and Mount Moriah, from whence shall my help come? Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God is our help. Amen. He's the help to those who seek him. Reminded of a story. Many of you heard it many ways. And this is a story about a guy who was fishing. And somehow the boat started leaking. Water started entering in the boat. Let's put it that way. And the boat started sinking. The boat was sinking. And he was about to drown. And he prayed, oh, God, help me. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Help, help. I need your help. And God sent the rowboat. Guy come by and said, look, I see these need help. Here's some help. So that's okay. I got this. I prayed. God heard my prayer. I know he's gonna help me. And here come a cruise ship coming by. And said, hey, you come on board. Don't have to pay anything. We got a nice cruise ship here. I'll help you. Come on board. So that's okay. I prayed about it. God's gonna take care of this. I got this. God got me covered. Yeah, here come a helicopter. Hey, I see you need some help down there. I'm dropping down a ladder. I said, oh, it's okay. That's all right. I got this. God heard my prayer. I know he's going to come through. He came through before, and he'll come through again. And then so all of these helpers came to help him, but he didn't receive the help. He drowned. And, of course, he made it to heaven. He was saved. He made it to heaven. He said, God, wait a minute. I know you're a prayer-hearing God. I know you hear my prayers when I prayed in the past. And what happened? I thought I was able to get prayer through. He said, well, look, I heard your prayer. I sent the rowboat first, and you didn't receive it. I sent the cruise ship. You didn't receive that. I sent the helicopter. I was there helping you, but you refused to receive my help. How many know people sometimes, amen, just don't see God in the midst of their turmoil, the midst that they're going through some hard times? God has a way to help us, amen, through his word, yes, and sometimes through people. So, brothers and sisters, I'm just trying to help us today to realize that God, amen, cannot be put in a box. He does not always come through in the way we think he ought to come through, and even in the time frame we think he should come through. But understand this, God is to help to those who seek him. Amen. Of course, we know the scriptures found in Matthew chapter 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So God wants to be number one. Amen. Don't wait till we get to the last, amen, helping hand. Say, oh, okay, God, I tried this, I tried that. No, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. But understand, he does come through. He is willing to help you, according to the scriptures. He will come through. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. Amen. He don't take no vacations. Amen. He's always ready in time of need. I remember a song, amen, we used to sing in the Baptist church, and the old hymn, familiar hymn, and we find it says, yield not to temptation. Verse 1 says, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you, some others to win. Fight manfully onward. Dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Second verse, shun evil companions. Bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. To him that overcometh, third verse, God giveth a crown. Through faith, we will conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Okay, there's a chorus. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Isn't that good news? Amen. Nothing's too hard for God. Don't ever, amen, give up on God, because he would never give up on you. So understand, God is our help. No matter what the need is, he is there for us. Amen. If we seek him, amen. You ever felt like there's no hope? You ever been in a situation that you felt, I don't know how in the world I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Just want to remind you that God loves you. He cares for you. He's there for you. He is your help in the time of need. So don't waste time calling everybody, I need this, I need that, can you help me? Yes, sometimes God does use people, but a lot of times we call on people for help, and they need just as much, if not more, help than we need. But God is right there. God is right there, able and willing to help us. Looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and I think it's the 13th verse. Yeah, 13th verse. I'm looking in the New Century Version. This is another scripture that points to God's ability to help. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, the only temptations that you have are the temptation that all people have, but you can trust God. He will not let you be tempted more than you can stand. But when you are tempted, God will also give you a way to escape the temptation. Then you'll be able to stand it. So no matter what you're going through, amen, God will indeed help you. I remember when I was young and of course, single and dating this particular young lady, and just seemed like every time we get together, you know, something, amen, about to happen. And I'm trying to get close to God. I said, God, look, I know I want to please you, and I know that certain activities is only supposed to happen in marriage. You understand what I'm saying? And it just seemed like the temptation is just so, amen, just so heavy. I just can't seem to break, amen, away from this temptation. And this particular evening, I was over there and just being transparent, and the Lord heard my cry and said, well, it's time to leave, son. It's time to move on out of this. But, you know, it's hard to leave when you really enjoy somebody's company. But then the phone rang. That was my way of escape. Amen. The phone rang. She ran and answered the phone. I could have just said, okay, it's time to leave. I got to go. Go ahead and answer the phone. So God has a way, amen, somebody, to help you in the time of need. He always gives you a way to escape whatever you need. God's got it. Amen. You just have to depend on him, lean on him. He will help you to live right. He will help you live holy. Amen. He will help you be what he called you to be. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So whatever, amen, we need from him, he has it waiting for us. Yes, he has given us his Holy Spirit. Amen. The word of God tells us that we receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon us. Amen. And we will be witnesses. We'll be able to let our light shine. We will be the salt of the earth. Amen. We will be all that God called us to be. So he will help us. Amen. This Christian journey, we cannot live this Christian journey, walk this walk of faith without God's help. Amen. So understand that God has what we need when we need it. Amen. If we only trust him. And the songwriter says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Yes, he's our help. He's our help. He would never stumble. He would never sleep. He's right there. Amen. Right there. He's only a prayer away. So don't feel that you just can't make it any longer. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. No matter what you're going through, God is right there, amen, to help you. But don't shun the fact that he may use somebody to come along and give you a helping hand. Don't close your eyes. Don't close the doors. Open, amen, and say, okay, God, is this the vehicle you want to use, amen, to help me? Amen. And praise God for Artists International. This is a vehicle that helps so many people. Amen. We say so often, an appointment with Artists would change your life. So many people's lives have been changed because of our products, because of our opportunity. Amen. So we have something to help people. Amen. God uses us to help somebody. amen, with their health issues, help somebody with their financial issues, help somebody, amen, to get, amen, even a closer walk with God, because we believe in faith first, amen, family, then lifestyle, amen. We have a helping hand for those that need help. We praise God about to start the our CARES program, praise God. I want to be helping in that area, amen, to help those that are hungry, those that are in need, amen. God has a way of using us to, amen, to reach out and help those that can't help themselves, to help those, amen, that are needy, amen. If we are not helping somebody, what good are we? If we're not doing something, amen, to bring joy to somebody, to bring somebody, amen, to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, amen, help a lost and dying world. God uses us, amen, to be his instruments in this, amen, marketplace, amen, this journey we call life. So, my brothers and sisters, just want to kind of help us, amen, to understand that God is with us, amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen, greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. So we have, amen, everything we need, amen. You'd be surprised God has a way, amen, of uniquely putting things in place, amen, in spite of us. We think we got it all together. We think we got it, amen, education. We got all these, amen, degrees. We got all this training and teaching. But every now and then God has to say, okay, I thank you for all that you have, but just let me handle this. Let me take this, amen. Let me take the wheel right now, because what you need right now, education, just can't do it. Your degrees just can't do it, amen. Your influence just can't do it. You need me. And every now and then we have to realize sometimes we have to humble ourselves. Every now and then we have to realize God is our only help. We have to look to the hills. We have to humble ourselves. God, I need your help, amen. I'm in a situation right now that, God, only you can bring me out. Amen. If you brought me out before, I know you can bring me out again. So, my brother says, are you in a predicament right now? Are you in a situation right now that you really need to cry out to God? God is waiting on you. Amen. Humble yourself. Realize, God, I need your help. I need your help. I can use your help right now, God. And it only takes a prayer, and God knows, amen, just what you need. He'll bring it to pass. Amen. He will be right there for you anytime you need him. God, the help to those who seek him. Don't forget now, seek him. He's right there waiting for you to help you. God bless your heart. Keep on trusting in the Lord. Back to you, my dear sister. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Everett Thomas, for that word from God. We will call you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for him letting us know that we must depend on you, that you are our ever-present help. If we can look to the hills from which cometh our help cometh from the Lord. Father, we will continue to just seek you first, and everything else will be added. Everything that we need shall be added unto us. Father, keep a special hedge of protection around Pastor Everett Thomas, Lord. Touch his family. Order his ministry. Continue to just bless him 100-fold. Pour back the virtue which he poured out to us. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, you know everything they need, whether it is spoken or unspoken. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to continue to do the exceeding and abundant more than they can ask or think according to the power that worketh in them. Father, we thank you for the Des De Leon family. We ask that you continue to keep them, guide them, give them the right leadership, the God ideas for Artists International, so that this company that is all about helping others, that was founded on faith, family, and lifestyle, so that we can continue to walk out and show people, be living examples of what the products do. We ask that you continue to bless Dr. Raphael Spiller, Lord. Father, give him all that he needs to be the man of God you have called him to be, to lead this company in its reloaded phase 3. Father, we ask that your will be done your will, O God, not ours, but your will be done in this situation. Lord, we continue to pray for the Glover family, Lord, as they buried a young woman, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we know that your hand is on this situation. Continue to be their peace, which passes all understanding. In times like this, Father, there is nothing that can be said to comfort a person, but we ask that you send your comforter to be ever present in this time. Lord, all the bereaved families, continue to give them peace. Continue to lead and guide them, and let your joy rest upon them, Lord. We ask that you do all that you can and be all that they need, O God. Father God, we know that sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. So right now, we bind up cancer, we bind up infirmity, we bind up leukemia, we bind up diabetes, we bind up high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. They are all names and must bow down to that name. So Lord, we just want to continue to be what you've called us to be and to do that which you've called us to do. Lord, we want to be in your perfect will, not your permissive will. We want to do only, we want to speak only, we want to say, do, and live only as you desire for us, O God. Father God, continue to strengthen us, continue to lead us, continue to just do that which you have to do to keep us moving according to your will in your way, O God. So, Lord, we just thank you right now because we know that we would be a mess if it was not for your love, if it was not for the saving, redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. We could not be in relationship with you, Lord. So we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for being able to be in right relationship with you, to be able to come boldly before the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy. So, Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your love, O God, and we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I want to thank you for joining us today, and you know that immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. If you want to listen to the current day's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Again, if you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Here's where I say, family, go out and be that minister in the marketplace. Have a great day in the Lord. Pastor Everett Thomas, are you there to give us our benediction?
Yes, I am. Thank you. God bless you. Praise God. I just want to honor the founders of this call, Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. Roberts. Thank God for this opportunity to share on today and continue to move forward in the things of God. The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We give you thanks, God, for what you have done and what you will do in our lives. Amen. Be blessed.